My name is Josh. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from pride and addiction to pornography and misplaced identity. Hey, guys. I honestly don't remember much about my childhood. My family probably would have said that we were a Christian home. My dad was raised Episcopalian and my mom Baptist. I mean, that sounds like a good time, right? I remember something about a God, and I remember some kind of internal dialogue about him being good and loving me. I remember praying against tornadoes during thunderstorms and thanking him when he proved himself faithful in answering those prayers. Growing up, I was a shy, insecure little boy and never wandered too far from my mom. She was my safe place. But all her attention went to my dad whenever he was around or wasn't. Though I don't remember much, that gives me the impression that maybe he wasn't there as much as he should have been. A lot of what I do remember involving my dad was me crying during several of the arguments he and my mom had in front of me. Needless to say, he and I didn't have a great relationship. When I was 7 years old, I started watching hockey on TV. I put on my first pair of skates at 8, and I was playing hockey myself by the age of 10. It was the only sport I wanted to spend all my energy on. I was hooked. And to be honest, I was pretty good at it. 2 years later, at the age of 12, I was introduced to pornography for the first time. I was a young, immature, and I still thought girls had cooties, but things changed significantly when I saw that first image of a woman. There was a rush and excitement that came with it that was instantly addicting. I knew looking at pornography was wrong, but I couldn't stop myself. Like a dog to its vomit, I kept coming back for more. But high after high after high led to low after low after low. It never satisfied me and left me in a crippling fog of guilt and shame. Without having a relationship with the Lord, I found myself turning to pornography to try and numb the guilt and shame. And I felt that I felt from looking at it in the first place. It was a vicious cycle, and I was stuck. I continued in my addiction for nearly a decade and a half. Because I was shy, it seemed pretty easy to hide what I was doing. From the outside, I looked like I had it all together. I looked like I was happy, but I was secretly riddled with guilt and shame. Over the years, I tried focusing on hockey to avoid feeding my pornography addiction. I wouldn't have been able to tell you then, as I didn't understand it myself, but now I can see that I was just looking for worth, identity, and value in one thing after another. As I'm sure you already know, that didn't work for me. I always felt like something was missing. Eventually, I came to a fork in the road with my hockey career. At the age of 21, I had to decide whether I wanted to attempt going pro or grow up and get a real job. Looking at me, I'm sure you can guess which one I picked. Pretty quickly, I found myself in a new job and in an inappropriate relationship with a coworker. At times, our arguments would escalate so much that I would describe them as verbally explosive, mostly on my part. Looking back now, I see that I was just following suit with what my parents modeled for me as a kid. I had truly never seen what healthy communication in a relationship should look like, though that, of course, does not excuse my behavior. Ultimately, after several months of fighting, my coworker and I mutually agreed to end whatever it was that we thought that we were even doing in the first place. Shortly after that breakup, the same coworker heard the gospel and accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. I didn't know that's what it was at the time, but I could see something was definitely different about her. She was calmer. I no longer got the typical snarky responses and short fuses that I had before. One day I asked her what had changed, and she told me that I seemed to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was. So she started talking about this place that I should check out. It happened to be this place, Watermark. When I came, she introduced me to her new boyfriend that she'd met here. Awkward. Not really. He was a nice guy and told me about Watermark's young adult ministry, The Porch. I quickly tried to dismiss the thought with the typical, that's not gonna happen, I'm shy, introverted, blah, 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 blah. Insert all of my excuses. I eventually showed up by myself, and wouldn't you know it, the speaker kept talking about pornography, and it was eating my lunch. One night after the message, a volunteer walked up to me, and after I shared about how much of a mess I felt like my life was and how much I hated how I was living, he told me that I was arrogant. I thought, did he catch the part where I said I used to play hockey? Who is this guy to call me arrogant? It's a bold move. But he asked me to consider that hypothetically, if God was the creator of the heavens and the earth, and if he created you and he loved you, then shouldn't what he says about you carry more weight in truth than what you think and believe about yourself? Woof. As a logical thinker, there's no way I could combat that truth. I knew it was time to start making some changes, and I had heard about regeneration and thought it sounded like a good idea. I showed up for a few weeks until it didn't feel like a good idea anymore. I said, nah, I'm good. This isn't for me. But of course, I ended up coming back a few weeks later. I mean, I was a mess, remember? Eventually, when I came back, I stayed for the long haul. Step one was admitting that I was powerless over my sin and that I needed help. Romans 7:18 spoke to me. It says, for I know nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. You often hear about inventory being hard and the weight of that, but man, admitting that I was powerless over my sin, game changer. Especially as a prideful, arrogant, that's right, I said it, arrogant, he was right, don't tell him, wannabe self-sufficient guy that had correction in a form of perfectionism shoved down his throat when he made mistakes, I always knew better. As someone who stopped and started this process about three times, admitting that I couldn't do anything to fix myself, that's what enabled me to finally walk through all these steps and begin to find healing from my pornography addiction and from so much more. Even though by God's grace, I have found healing from my pornography addiction, this is where I learned that the Christian life is about progress and not perfection. As a wannabe perfectionist, I can still find myself cringing over those exact words. I'm still tempted with my moral compass to say, but I can do it. I don't need to be told, held accountable, and that I know better. But the truth is that I can't. I mean, I'm here, aren't I? Enough said. I was also tempted to think that if I just completed Regen, or now, if I lead groups of men through the steps, then I will be enough. Or that moral compass will be strong enough to allow me to do it on my own. Honestly, when I really think about it, I don't even know what the it is that I'm always trying to accomplish. Some of you may be tempted to believe those same things, and I'm here to tell you tonight that they're lies from the enemy, and they're holding you back from the fullness of life God offers to you through Christ. I'm never going to be able to be perfect on my own, and neither are you. But there's good news for us in the midst of feeling like we'll never get there. God's not asking us to fix ourselves. He doesn't want us to. He's already done all the work for us, and what he's asking from us is that all we would do is surrender and trust. Romans 5:8 says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's never been about you or being enough. Jesus has always been, is still today, and will forever be enough. Through the work of his Spirit tearing down my pride and control, rooted in fear and hidden beneath an addiction to pornography, God's taught me that I can surrender, that I can trust him because he truly is good, and that he loves me. As he's helped me to genuinely believe that and continues to help me believe it more and more, my life has never been the same, and I couldn't be more grateful. Are you ready to trust and surrender tonight? My name is Josh. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride and addiction to pornography and misplaced identity. And to God be all the glory.